Tape number 3 in the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Lesson 5, on our first parents and the fall. Question 44. What befell Adam and Eve on account of their sin? Adam and Eve, on account of their sin, lost innocence and holiness, and were doomed to sickness and death. The eyes of them both were opened. Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. Adam is become as one of us, knowing good and evil. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. Because thou hast eaten of the tree, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return to the earth. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. And the Lord God sent him out of the paradise of pleasure to till the earth. Genesis chapter 3, verse 23. To the woman also he said, in sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and thou shalt be under thy husband's power. Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. For they shall sow wind and reap a whirlwind. Osi chapter 8, verse 7. For the wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Man, when he was in honor, did not understand. He is compared to senseless beasts, as become like to them. Psalms chapter 48, verse 13. Question 45. What evil befell us on account of the disobedience of our first parents? On account of the disobedience of our first parents, we all share in their sin and punishment, as we should have shared in their happiness if they had remained faithful. By one man sin entered into this world, and by sin death, and so death passed upon all men. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. This sentence of death is from the Lord upon all flesh. Ecclesiasticus chapter 41, verse 5. By the disobedience of one man, many were made sinners. Romans chapter 5, verse 19. From the woman came the beginning of sin, and by her we all die. Ecclesiasticus chapter 25, verse 33, and 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. We were by nature children of wrath. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3. I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother conceive me. Psalms chapter 50, verse 7. Man born of a woman living for a short time is filled with many miseries. Job chapter 14, verse 1. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Lamentations chapter 5, verse 7. The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the teeth of the children are set on edge. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 2, and Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 29. Great labor is created for all men, and a heavy yoke is upon the children of Adam. Ecclesiasticus chapter 40, verse 1. Cursed is the earth in thy work, with labor and toil shalt thou eat thereof all the days of thy life. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. God hath concluded all in unbelief. Romans chapter 11, verse 32. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22, and Romans chapter 3, verse 9. For all have sinned and do need the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. By one man's offense, death reigned through one. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Question 46. What other effects followed from the sin of our first parents? Our nature was corrupted by the sin of our first parents, which darkened our understanding, weakened our will, and left in us a strong inclination to evil. God created man incorruptible, but by the envy of the devil, death came into the world. Wisdom, chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. The imagination and thought of man's heart are prone to evil from his youth. Genesis chapter 8, verse 21 and 6, verse 5. The passions of sins which were by the law did work in our members. Romans chapter 7, verse 5. I see another law in my members fighting against the law of my mind. Romans chapter 7, verse 23. O most mighty, the God of the spirits of all flesh, for one man's sin shall thy wrath rage against all. Numbers chapter 16, verse 22. What is man that he should be without spot? Job chapter 15, verse 14. And they may recover themselves from the snares of the devil by whom they are held captive at his will. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26. A man's enemies shall be they of his own household. Matthew chapter 10, verse 36, and Micaiah chapter 7, verse 6. The life of man upon earth is a warfare. Job chapter 7, verse 1. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. I know that there dwelleth not in me, that is to say, in my flesh, that which is good. Romans chapter 7, verse 18. Error and darkness are created with sinners. Ecclesiasticus chapter 11, verse 16. We have charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 9. For all that is in the world is the concupiscence of the flesh, and the concupiscence of the eyes, and the pride of life. 1 John, 2nd chapter, verse 16. Question 47. What is the sin called which we inherit from our first parents? The sin which we inherit from our first parents is called original sin. I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother conceive me. Psalms chapter 50, verse 7. Who can say, my heart is clean, I am pure from sin? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9. From the woman came the beginning of sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 25, verse 33, and 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. Question 47. Why is this sin called original? This sin is called original because it comes down to us from our first parents, and we are brought into the world with its guilt on our soul. By one man sin entered into this world, in whom all have sinned. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. By the disobedience of one man many were made sinners. Romans chapter 5, verse 19. We all were by nature children of wrath. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3. Question 49. Does this corruption of our nature remain in us after original sin is forgiven? This corruption of our nature and other punishments remain in us after original sin is forgiven. I am delighted with the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, fighting against the law of my mind, and captivating me in the law of sin that is in my members. Romans chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. There was given me a sting of my flesh, an angel of Satan to buffet me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Who can make him clean that is conceived of unclean seed? Is it not thou who only art? Job chapter 14, verse 4. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Every man is tempted by his own concupiscence, being drawn away and allured. James chapter 1, verse 14. I know that there dwelleth not in me, that is to say, in my flesh, that which is good. Romans chapter 7, verse 18. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. No man of himself is innocent before thee. Exodus chapter 34, verse 7. Question 50. Was anyone ever preserved from original sin? The Blessed Virgin Mary, through the merits of her divine Son, was preserved free from the guilt of original sin, and this privilege is called her Immaculate Conception. I will put enmities between thee and the woman. She shall crush thy head. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. Mary, thou hast found grace with God. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. Who is she that cometh forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun? Canticles chapter 6, verse 9. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. Judith chapter 15, verse 10. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Judith chapter 13, verse 23. Thou art all fair, O my love, and there is not a spot in thee. Canticles chapter 4, verse 7. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Canticles verse 2, chapter 2. Behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Luke chapter 1, verse 48. The queen stood on thy right hand in gilded clothing, surrounded with variety. Psalms chapter 44, verse 10. The Most High hath sanctified his own tabernacle. Psalms chapter 45, verse 5. Lesson 6, on sin and its kinds. Question 51. Is original sin the only kind of sin? Original sin is not the only kind of sin. There is another kind of sin which we commit ourselves, called actual sin. Who can understand sins? Psalms chapter 18, verse 13. A just man shall fall seven times. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. In many things we all offend. James chapter 3, verse 2. The Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Luke chapter 15, verse 2. Every man is tempted by his own concupiscence, being drawn away and allured. Then when concupiscence hath conceived it, bringeth forth sin. James chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. His own iniquities catch the wicked, and he is fast bound with ropes of his own sins. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22. We have charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 9. For all have sinned and do need the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John chapter 1, verse 10, and chapter 1, verse 8. There is no man who sinneth not. 3 Kings chapter 8 verse 46, 2 Paralipomenon chapter 6 verse 36, Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 21, and Exodus chapter 34 verse 7. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Galatians chapter 5 verse 19. And the children of Israel offended the Lord their God with things that were not right. 4 Kings chapter 17 verse 9. You cannot serve God and mammon. Luke chapter 16 verse 13. Despise not a man that turneth away from sin, nor reproach him therewith. Remember that we are all worthy of reproof. Ecclesiasticus chapter 8 verse 6. Question 52. What is actual sin? Actual sin is any willful thought, word, deed, or omission contrary to the law of God. Why do you think evil in your hearts? Matthew chapter 9 verse 4. Perverse thoughts separate from God. Wisdom chapter 1 verse 3. Evil thoughts are an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 26. For in your heart you work iniquity, your hands forge injustice in the earth. Psalms chapter 57 verse 3. With all watchfulness keep thy heart, because life issueth out of it. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. Thefts, covetousness, wickedness, all these evil things come from within and defile a man. Mark chapter 7 verse 22 and 23. Blessed is the man that hath not slipped by a word out of his mouth, and is not pricked with the remorse of sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 14 verse 1. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. James chapter 3 verse 6. If any man think himself to be religious, not bridling his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is vain. James chapter 1 verse 26. To him therefore who knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. James chapter 4 verse 17. Whosoever shall keep the whole law but offend in one point is become guilty of all. James chapter 2 verse 10. Question 53. How many kinds of actual sin are there? There are two kinds of actual sin, mortal and venial. He that knoweth his brother to sin a sin which is not to death, let him ask. 1 John chapter 5 verse 16. There is a sin unto death. 1 John chapter 5 verse 17. Why seest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, and seest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Matthew chapter 7 verse 3. Blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Matthew chapter 23 verse 24. Perverse thoughts separate from God. Wisdom chapter 1 verse 3. And that servant who knew the will of his Lord and prepared not himself and did not according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. Luke chapter 12 verse 47 and 48. Where there is no law, neither is there transgression. Romans chapter 4 verse 15. Question 54. What is mortal sin? Mortal sin is a grievous offense against the law of God. All iniquity is sin, and there is a sin unto death. 1 John chapter 5 verse 17. The mouth that belieth killeth the soul. Wisdom chapter 1 verse 11. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are fornication, uncleanness, immodesty, luxury, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, emulations, wraths, quarrels, dissensions, sects, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. They who do such things shall not obtain the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. Sin, when it is completed, begetteth death. James chapter 1, verse 15. Do not err, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor liars with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor railers, nor extortioners, shall possess the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Thy own wickedness shall reprove thee, and thy apostasy shall rebuke thee. Know thou and see that it is an evil and a bitter thing for thee to have left the Lord thy God. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19. Jerusalem hath grievously sinned, therefore is she become unstable. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 8. Question 55. Why is this sin called mortal? This sin is called mortal because it deprives us of spiritual life, which is sanctifying grace, and brings everlasting death and damnation on the soul. They who do such things shall not obtain the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. They who do such things are worthy of death. Romans chapter 1, verse 32. When we were in the flesh, the passions of sins which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. Romans chapter 7, verse 5. Sin, when it is completed, begetteth death. James chapter 1, verse 15. Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me not to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me not to drink. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 and 42. Question 56. How many things are necessary to make a sin mortal? To make a sin mortal, three things are necessary: a grievous matter, sufficient reflection, and full consent of the will. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. John chapter 15, verse 22. My people have done two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and have digged to themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Before man is life and death, good and evil, that which he shall choose shall be given him. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 18. Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 and 30, verse 19. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. That servant who knew the will of his Lord and prepared not himself and did not according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. Luke chapter 12, verse 47. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you tithe mint and anise and cumin, and have left the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and faith. Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. He that discerneth, if he eat, is condemned. Romans chapter 14, verse 23. It had been better for them not to have known the way of justice than after they have known it to turn back from that holy commandment. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. If you were blind, you should not have sinned, but now you say, "We see," your sin remaineth. John chapter 9, verse 41. For whosoever have sinned without the law shall perish without the law, and whosoever have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. Romans chapter 2, verse 12. Question 57. What is venial sin? Venial sin is a slight offense against the law of God in matters of less importance, or in matters of great importance, it is an offense committed without sufficient reflection or full consent of the will. To sin a sin that is not to death. 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. He that contemneth small things shall fall by little and little. Ecclesiasticus chapter 19, verse 1. A just man shall fall seven times. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. Noah was made drunk. Genesis chapter 9, verse 21. And the indignation of the Lord was enkindled against Osa, and he struck him for his rashness. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 7. David's heart struck him after the people were numbered. I have done exceeding foolishly. 2 Kings chapter 24, verse 10. There is no man who sinneth not. 3 Kings chapter 8, verse 46. There is one that slippeth with the tongue, but not from his heart. Ecclesiasticus chapter 19, verse 16. Behold, they that serve him are not steadfast. Job chapter 4, verse 18. Behold, even the moon doth not shine, and the stars are not pure in his sight. Job chapter 25, verse 5. Behold, among his saints none is unchangeable, and the heavens are not pure in his sight. Job chapter 15, verse 15. How much less man that is rottenness, and the son of man who is a worm? Job chapter 25, verse 6. Who can say, "My heart is clean"? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9. In many things we all offend. James chapter 3, verse 2. But he that knew not and did things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. As to these, they are less to be blamed, for they perhaps err seeking God and desirous to find him. Wisdom chapter 13, verse 6. Question 58. Which are the effects of venial sin? The effects of venial sin are the lessening of the love of God in our heart, the making us less worthy of his help, and the weakening of the power to resist mortal sin. Your sins have withholden good things from you. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 25. He that contemneth small things shall fall by little and little. Ecclesiasticus chapter 19, verse 1. Dying flies spoil the sweetness of the ointment. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. Catch us the little foxes that destroy the vines. Canticles chapter 2, verse 15. A grain of mustard seed, which is the least indeed of all seeds, but when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs and becometh a tree. Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 and 32, Luke chapter 13, verse 19, and Mark chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. He that is unjust in that which is little is unjust also in that which is greater. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Behold how small a fire, what a great wood it kindleth. James chapter 3, verse 5. Know you not that a little leaven corrupteth the whole lump? 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, and Galatians chapter 5, verse 9. Question 59. Which are the chief sources of sin? The chief sources of sin are 7. Pride, covetousness, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, and sloth, and they are commonly called capital sins. Pride is the beginning of all sin. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 15. Behold, this was the iniquity of Sodom, thy sister, pride. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. For from it all perdition took its beginning. Tobias chapter 4, verse 14. The soul that committeth anything through pride shall be cut off from among his people. Numbers chapter 15, verse 30. Thou hast rebuked the proud. Psalms chapter 118, verse 21. Have they made thee ruler? Be not lifted up. Be among them as one of them. Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, verse 1. Let not the girded boast himself as the ungirded. 3 Kings chapter 20, verse 11. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. James chapter 4, verse 6, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Be not wise in thy own conceit. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Where pride is, there also shall be reproach, but where humility is, there also is wisdom. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. Pride goeth before destruction, and the spirit is lifted up before a fall. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. It is better to be humbled with the meek than to divide spoils with the proud. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 19. Before destruction, the heart of a man is exalted, and before he is glorified, it is humbled. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12. Humiliation followeth the proud, and glory shall uphold the humble of spirit. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23. What hath pride profited us? Wisdom, chapter 5, verse 8. Why is earth and ashes proud? Ecclesiasticus, chapter 10, verse 9. Pride is hateful before God and men. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 10, verse 7. The beginning of the pride of man is to fall off from God. Ecclesiasticus chapter 10, verse 14. Pride was not made for men. Ecclesiasticus chapter 10, verse 22. Thy arrogancy hath deceived thee, and the pride of thy heart. O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, and endeavorest to lay hold on the height of the hill, but though thou shouldst make thy nest as high as an eagle, I will bring thee down from thence, saith the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 16. Wherefore he that thinketh himself to stand, let him take heed, lest he fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. What hast thou that thou hast not received? And if thou hast received, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. I saw Satan like lightning falling from heaven. Luke chapter 10, verse 18. So shall the last be first, and the first last. Matthew chapter 20, verse 16, and 19, verse 30, and Mark chapter 10, verse 31, and Luke chapter 13, verse 30. For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. Covetousness. There is not a more wicked thing than to love money. Ecclesiasticus chapter 10, verse 10. The desire of money is the root of all evils. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures without content. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27. Better is a little with justice than great revenues with iniquity. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 8. Better is the poor man that walketh in his simplicity than a rich man that is perverse. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 1. All things obey money. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. But nothing is more wicked than the covetous man. Ecclesiasticus chapter 10, verse 9. Through poverty many have sinned, and he that seeketh to be enriched turneth away his eye. Ecclesiasticus chapter 27, verse 1. Watching for riches consumeth the flesh. Ecclesiasticus chapter 31, verse 1. A covetous man shall not be satisfied with money, and he that loveth riches shall reap no fruit from them. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 9. He that loveth gold shall not be justified. Ecclesiasticus chapter 31, verse 5. Many have been brought to fall for gold. Ecclesiasticus chapter 31, verse 6. Gold is a stumbling block to them that sacrifice to it. Woe to them that eagerly follow after it. Ecclesiasticus chapter 31, verse 7. Hear this, you that crush the poor and make the needy of the land to fail. Amos chapter 8, verse 4. You cannot serve God and mammon. Luke chapter 16, verse 13, and Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Be not anxious for goods unjustly gotten. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 10. Gold and silver hath destroyed many. Ecclesiasticus chapter 8, verse 3. The ways of every covetous man destroy the souls of the possessors. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 19. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl in your miseries, which shall come upon you. James chapter 5, verse 1. Woe to him that gathereth together an evil covetousness to his house, that his nest may be on high. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 9. Lay not up to yourselves treasures on earth, where the rust and moth consume, and where thieves break through and steal. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Take heed and beware of all covetousness, for a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesseth. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Let your manners be without covetousness. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Lust. If you live according to the flesh, you shall die. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Death has come up through your windows. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 21. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. And Samson said to his father, Take this woman for me, for she hath pleased my eyes. Judges chapter 14, verse 3. Thy servant Urias the Hethite is also slain. 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 21. By thy body thou, Solomon, wast brought under subjection. Ecclesiasticus chapter 47, verse 21. From whence are wars and contentions among you? Are they not hence, from your concupiscences which war in your members? James chapter 4, verse 1. Every man is tempted by his own concupiscence, being drawn away and allured. James chapter 1, verse 14. When concupiscence hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. James chapter 1, verse 15. The wandering of concupiscence overturneth the innocent mind. Wisdom chapter 4, verse 12. How beautiful is the chaste generation with glory. Wisdom chapter 4, verse 1. Go not after thy lusts, but turn away from thy own will. If thou give to thy soul her desires, she will make thee a joy to thy enemies. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 30 and 31. I made a covenant with my eyes that I would not so much as think upon a virgin. Job chapter 31, verse 1. The flesh lusteth against the spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. I see another law in my members fighting against the law of my mind and captivating me in the law of sin. Romans chapter 7, verse 23. He that loveth cleanness of heart for the grace of his lips shall have the king for his friend. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims to refrain yourselves from carnal desires which war against the soul. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. We will continue with the biblical treasury of the Catechism and on the subject of anger and the capital sins on side B of this tape.